Jane, it's midday, very sunny, hot day, and you're cooking using the sun's rays. Yep. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Well, it's a very simple process, this. This is something that any person can tap into without going through any grids, without going through any electricity companies, very, very cheaply. $15, you can make yourself a really good little solar cooker, and away you go. So you can cook virtually anything in it that you would cook in an ordinary oven.
Now, what's on the menu today?
Today we've got lentils, we've got rice. I was hoping to get a cake going. We'll see how we go with time for that. I did have actually a pork roast that I was going to cook at the back there, and that was about it, I think. I think that's good enough.
That's it. Sounds like a feast to me. Oh, sun, 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 sun. You've put the rice in the pot. You've poured some boiling water that you boiled earlier using the solar cooker.
Yes, we did. We boiled that water earlier in the day, and that's what we do every day. We put our solar parabolic cooker on and we boil up water.
But now you've put the actual pot into a plastic bag. Can you tell me why?
Well, this is actually an oven bag, not just an ordinary plastic bag, because it takes higher heat. When the wind hits your pot, it will take away a lot of your heat. So to stop your heat from escaping from inside your pot, you put it in a oven bag and away you go. And you just seal it up and put it on your panel cooker. And it'll be cooking the rice probably in about 35 minutes. That rice should be ready, nicely steamed and ready to eat.
Let's put it on.
Okay.
Stan, out here on your driveway, we've got several different types of cookers making use of the sun. Can you tell me why there are these different designs?
Some are permanent designs where you leave it home and you wouldn't take around. Others, like this panel cooker, you can fold it up and take it camping with you, throw it in your knapsack and go walk about. I've got smaller ones where you can stick in your back pocket and make a cup of tea. It's horses for courses. We've got a big box cooker too. That one there, all you do is rotate it to face the sun, let it heat up like a normal oven, then put your food in and it'll cook anything. Your roasts, your potatoes, well, meats and veggies, desserts, cakes, breads, you name it, it'll do. It won't do fish and chips for you.
We all live for the sun. Can you describe what they're made out of? You've made all of these, haven't you?
I've made most of them. The one here, this is made from a satellite dish. I've lined it with little mirrors and they reflect onto one focal point. That focal point gets really, really hot. It'll almost melt metal, about 1,000 degrees. To cook on this focal point would be not advisable because you'll burn a hole through the pot. So what we do is take the pot off a little bit, a couple of inches, a couple of fingers, and then it spreads the heat right across the base of the pot. With this type of cooking, the parabola is a replacement for the stove, whereas the panel cookers we have and the box cookers, they're a replacement for the oven.
What about the cost factor of solar cooking? Obviously, you're saving money on electricity and so on, but what are the setup costs like?
Very little, except for the glass. I try to use second-hand materials, cardboard, bit of silver paper, plywood, bit of aluminium sheeting, and then glass. The glass is the most expensive because it's got to be heat-resistant glass. All the rest, it's just building materials.
Here, I'll give the rice a little stir.
How did you and Jane get into solar cooking?
We've always been interested in the alternate lifestyle. That was our mindset always. And this was just an adjunct to that.
And is it a way of life now for you?
It's a way of life for us. It's a way of life for even our grandkids, because they come around. Hey, Granddad, let's make a solar cooker. Well, let's do some solar cooking. They all live for the
sun. How does solar cooking work out according to the seasons?
Winter's the best because there's very few clouds and we have fine weather. So most days in winter are very good. In summer, well, it's a bit hot to stand outside. Midday, it's a bit too hot and you could burn your food. So you've got to sort of control that. But all seasons, from winter to summer, especially in Queensland, you can cook at any altitude, on the mountains, in the dales, as long as you have direct sunlight. Another couple of minutes and it'll be ready.
Dan, is it an acquired skill cooking using solar?
What skills? You put some water in, you boil the water, throw some veggies in, and they cook.
Jane, you've got raised eyebrows.
Well, cooking is cooking if you know how to cook, but you have to rethink the whole thing. It is an acquired skill because you have to rethink when you're going to do it. That's pretty much the biggest part of it, I think. And you have to know your little cooker, and you have to know the seasons, and it's just a wonderful way of really tuning into what's around you in nature.
Everything you'll be eating here with us, it'll be carbon neutral cooking, so don't feel too upset that you're polluting the atmosphere by eating something that's cooked. It's all neutral cooking. Bon appetit.
Thank you very much for this delicious smelling and lovely looking meal.
You're most welcome. Always.